Up next is Audrey Golightly 13.
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy is at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend, and does he notice my feelings for him? And will he see how much he means to me? I think it's not to be. What will become of my dear friend? Where will his actions lead us then? Although I'd like to join the crowd in their enthusiastic cloud, try as I may, it doesn't last. Together, no, I think not. It's never to become, for I am not the
Audrey Golightly with Sally's song, I believe it's called, right? Sally's song.
Yes,
it is. I guess, song. Yeah.
Yeah, from Nightmare Before Christmas. What version
the
was
revisited? The revisited one, I think, or
yeah,
that one pop, or not pop, but the cover CD.
Yeah. This is not the original. By far, this is a cover. I know Valk did this on Cover It, I think, one week.
I'm this not sure. This is the Amy Lee version.
That's it, yeah. Amy something, I don't know her last name, but yeah.
The album is just very interesting in general, like the Marilyn Manson? Marilyn Manson's cover of Oogie Boogie Song, I think it was. Very, very interesting.
I didn't want to know what that was like.
It's very, very interesting. The album in general is interesting. Audrey, okay. I know you said it in your email, but I thought, like, you sounded a little sick in this to me, personally. Like, at times your vibrato was a little shaky, and, like, something didn't quite sound right with her tone. It wasn't, like, nasal, but it didn't sound, like, as full and open as I remember her being in auditions. That part aside, I thought, like, vocally this was quite nice, and you hit all the notes, at least for me, anyway. But I thought, like, you could have used more dynamics and levels in this song, Audrey. Like, especially when the drums kicked in towards the end. Like, I thought you could have used a bit of a swell of energy there. And overall, I'm just not really much of a fan of this song choice because, like, the song itself is kind of linear to begin with. So, like, it's just hard to emote on this song unless And I thought you, because the Backtrack was kind of like this revisited version, I thought you could have like pushed the creepiness and eeriness a little bit and maybe played around with it a little bit more. But I thought vocally it was very nice, and yeah, it's a middle of the road for me tonight. Zell?
Okay. I don't know this version. It just sounded very Evanescence to me.
Yeah, that's what this version reminds me of. Like, I was waiting for her to jump off of a rooftop screaming about bringing me to life.
Yeah. You get the same depressing feeling, though. Well, for me, like, since I don't know the song, the intro felt a little off time. I think your voice or your tone, your style, fit the song. I do think that. Because you had nice vocals and moments. This version's very interesting. I would have liked, as Jeffers says, more dynamics, but I would like you to have more performance in this, because this version's a lot more different. So you could, well, I guess Jeffers did say you could play around with it more. I did hear like something wrong with the vocals in itself. Oh, wow, I'm losing myself here. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I'm having a brain fart. Just look at my notes. the one part that I didn't note down was the vocalizations, like, ooh, ooze or whatever they're called.
The ooze at that one part near the end.
Yeah. Well, there was also some, like, in the middle, I think it was. And I thought they could have been either mixed cleaner or they could have sounded cleaner.
I think, like, if she had some reverb on it, it would have done wonders on this song.
Yeah, reverb would have been very nice for this song. Ambi?
Okay. Stupid notebook keeps changing pages on me. I was like, I know this cover, because Valk did this cover on Cover It, and that's how I know this cover. And that being said, I thought that you sang the cover too much like the original and not in the style of the cover itself. Because the original is a bit more like listening to a music box. And the cover is like listening to a demented music box.
Like the whole CD.
There's just like an extra, almost like creepiness about the cover. And I thought that you... Like, I think that you, if you had done either your vocals with the track like the original, or kept this track and been more true to, like, the cover, which is a bit more, like, melodic and flowy. It was a little staccato at times, because that's how the original is. And I thought that it would have went better with it, because I really like this version of it, but I thought that you sang it too much like the original version. But that being said, I thought you had really nice vocals, but I felt just like you were... I said this last night, oil and water between your vocals and the... I don't think I said this last night. I think this is on... I said this on Perform It to somebody. That it's kind of like they didn't blend well. Like the style between your vocals and the style of the Backtrack kind of
clashed. No, that was Cruella DeVille. That was like Genesis.
Oh, I said that last night?
I think so. Or something similar.
Okay, I said that sometime within the last couple of days, whether it be here or on Perform It, I used an oil and water reference, and it's oil and water again tonight. It's just the styles I thought did not met. Blush. Words. I'm done.
All right. So up next is Amanda.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabox? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. choir for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand, and ready to know what the people know. Asking my questions and get some answers, like what's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore that shore above? Wish I could be part of that game to live where you are. What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me? Where would we walk? Where would we run? If we can stay all day in the sun, just you and me, and I could be part of your world.
All right, and that was Amanda with Part of Your World and The Reprise. Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
Oh, it was a surprise indeed.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this file looks longer than it should be. Oh, that's why.
When the music started playing afterwards, I was like, oh no, was there like an additional like something like tacked on to like, did she like download this from YouTube and it had like one of those like, you know, credits rolling type of things that people do sometimes on videos for no reason whatsoever, and she forgot to cut it out. Oh no. And then he started singing. It's like, oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I will say I didn't really like your vocals on this because it was either really nasally or shaky, and sometimes you were very breathy. You had some pitchy moments, especially with the higher notes. For me, a lot of the acting parts could have been better. Let's see. I would like more power on the crescendo for the main song. I'm not at the reprise yet. Sounded tame near end. The shakiness could have, the parts that were shaky could have been more supported. Okay, now we're at the reprise. And I will say, I think it would have been better if he didn't do the reprise, because it got really pitchy for me. And it didn't feel like it was in your range at all. And when you were getting to the end, I thought you were going to do the Broadway ending, because Sierra Bogus does it a certain way compared to Jodie Benson. But then it didn't do that, and you also kind of copped out on that last belt of world. Ambi?
I overall thought this was kind of sloppy, because it was another one where you're using the backtrack that had the melody line on it. So when you got ahead of yourself or behind yourself, it became brutally, like, obvious, and it happened a lot. And then, like, I don't know, like, the one part where you, like, giggled on feet sounded really awkward. It was like, hey, hey, or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was really awkward. Oh, I remember that. It was really awkward. And then just the reprise, I thought that the reprise actually brought you down, like, as a whole, because you sang it, the second part, you started too late. And you didn't start singing until, like, the actual swell of when you should be hitting the long world was when you started with the I don't know when, I don't know how. Like, because it starts off slow and then it builds up into that long note, but you didn't actually start singing until it had already built into the long note, and it was just like one long note being held behind it. And the melody had been playing beforehand, so it was really just sloppy overall, was like my biggest note, underline, exclamation point. I'm sorry. Jeffers?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to add, Amanda. I have the same notes as the other two. It was a bit nasal and a little pitchy vocally-wise, and the timing was just a little hum. I'll just take Ambie's word. It was, like, on and off and not quite all the way there. But I thought their performance was cute. So, it was a lot... It had better performance than I've heard other versions of this song, so that was good. So, yeah. Are you guys done?
I'm done.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Up next is Dizzy.
Mega Dizzy.
Mega Dizzy.
Dizzy, it's Dizzy in the house.
I don't know.
I was very tempted to pull the Dizzy thing that he keeps doing, but I'm not going to. For my lack of vocals and technique, I will spare you guys. yes, okay.
Thank you, Jeffers. Thank you kindly.
That's so kind.
Ingwenyama, ngwenyama bala. Ingwenyama, ngwenyama bala. Ingwenyama, ngwenyama bala. Ingwenyama, ngwenyama bala. Night and the spirit of life calling. And a voice with the fear of a child answers, oh, my melon. Oh, my cousin, my coco, when I love yes, he's a song. Wait, there's no mountain too great. Give the roots in her faith. Oh, we'll be right back. is over. Everything we see into the water, into the truth, in your reflection. He lives in you. He lives in you. And have faith. He lives in you. He lives in me. He watches over everything we see. Into the water. Into the truth.
Saying like what's up, but with a dizzy.
Okay.
He lives in you from Lion King 2 and / or the Lion King musical, but I'm pretty sure this backtrack was the movie version.
Yep.
Backtrack.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Who does that all the time? That thing from the Land Before Time.
Ducky.
Oh my god.
Ducky.
The movies that never end. The movie series that never ends. I was like, okay. My first note was, I like that you put yourself in with the back vocals, because I thought that'd add like an extra like hint of personalization to it. And then you like started singing, and my first note is, ooh! Just like that. I thought that this was actually pretty good. I thought that you were like really into this song, and you really, I thought, created a nice I guess you could say
atmosphere
for yourself in it, because like I don't know, I just thought that you were so into it. It got a little toppy at times, and it sounded a little strained at times, but it almost felt like the straining was a part of the song itself. Like, you were just like so excited that you were like, it lives in you.
Screw the notes, I'm excited.
I'm so excited that he lives
in
you.
Oh dear, that sounded a lot better than Ambi did. Oh dear. Oh my, are you okay? Don't die.
I'm okay. Okay, hold on. I just need a drink of water, I'm okay.
She's okay, folks.
Like, it just felt a part of like how into the song you were, because this is a case of, and Dylan says this a lot in performance, sometimes it doesn't matter if the notes are good or bad. If you perform the hell out of a song, it's gonna be a good thing for you. And I think this was, you performed the hell out of this song, so good job. Mm-hmm. Dizzy.
Yeah, I agree, like especially with that one note Ambi said about the environment thing, because that's the problem I always find when people cover this song. Like, it doesn't sound natural when they sing the song. Like, it, I don't know what it is, but whatever you did, Dizzy, was good. I thought your performance was nice, like Ambi said. Like, I like how you belted the choruses, but like in the verses, you like brought it down, and you had almost that kind of like very relaxing, but like a subtle like excitement going on there, and that was good. And I was impressed by your African language, or I'm not sure what language it is.
Swahili. If it's not Swahili, it's Zulu. Zulu? If it's not Swahili, it's Zulu. It's one of those.
One of those, but I was impressed with your like timing and pronunciation of that. That was pretty sweet. Occasionally, your belting was a little bit underpitched, but like it wasn't too bad. And mixing-wise, the reverb was good, but it sounded a little too metallic-y for me, for my liking. Just a little bit. I like the amount you had on it, but just tone down the metallic sound to it. But like, I thoroughly enjoyed this, Dizzy. I like listening to this a lot. Zell?
I had to agree with pretty much all, with everything they said, because a lot of it's word for word off my notes, too. The only thing that's different, and it's just a nitpick and personal preference, you had no echo on the weight.
Oh,
that was the only like little nitpick I had. Yeah, like wait, there's no mountain to something.
Yeah. No mountain too great.
Great.
Yes.
But yeah, this was great.
Yeah, it was.
Zing.
Alrighty. So up next is sharp
cookies.
Yum yum yum.
I had the list open. What?
Impressive. We are getting there.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, and even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he weren't double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Sharp cookies with He's a Tramp. Yeah. this is like deja vu from last night. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of deja vu, first, what I want to do is commend you cookies on the fade out at the end. That was very nice.
Yes, like, thank you.
I have a feeling this is the same backtrack as Temporary Butterfly, but it was what you did at the end was very nice and a good way to save the backtrack. And that's funny because I don't think... I think she sent this in before we even aired the episode, so...
She did, because when we were in the listen tonight, she was like... as soon as she heard Temp's song, she was like, crap!
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, no!
But yeah, I thought the fade-out was very good. Good job, cookies. And I love your new mic quality. It is very nice.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Let's see. I think your music was a little loud at times, but only, like, here and there. And I like your dynamics you had, because sometimes you had a little bit more of a oomph behind your vocals, and sometimes you softened it a little bit, and I like that. That being said, I think you could have pushed the jazziness a little bit more, but, like, I was reasonably content with what I got. And my only, like, nitpick is, like, I only hope he travels my way part. The first time it came up in the beginning, it sounded like it was a little pitchy on the lower side of your range, and you were struggling a little bit with those notes. But apart from that, I like this, cookies. Zell?
I have to agree with a lot of that. Like, your new mic is really nice and crisp sounding. It's, like, really nice. I'm jealous. Go away, Yeti. You.
The Yeti?
Bad Yeti.
But the Yeti's good.
Okay.
I have one question, Zell. Are you on your Yeti or your Logitech right now?
Yeti,
I'm
right?
I'm on Yeti.
Okay. Okay. Because the Logitech last night sounded really good, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I would like some more belting on some of the parts. You had a very nice jazziness to this. But I think I might have, and this might have gone with the belt note that you said, I would have liked it a little bit bigger in general. Love that one Liberty around 55 seconds. 55, not 155. And overall, this was enjoyable. Ambie?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate the thing about your new microphone. It really makes you sound like it does you justice. Like your old mic did not do you justice. If this is how you sound on this mic, your old mic, you should like burn it in like a fiery pit somewhere because it did not do you justice at all. Because this was probably the best I've ever heard you. So awesome for that. I personally liked your take on this song. I liked that you didn't over jazzify it that much because I kind of felt like I kind of pictured Cookies in that purple dress that she has in that in the H lounging like in a nightclub type of scene, like, and the piano player is there and she's like walking around and like like singing the song and like playing with the guys in the front row all flirty jazz singer, like, and then at Jessica, the end she's like Jessica. Draped over the piano type of thing. It was very like lighthearted, flirty, jazzy. And I actually thought that, see, the reason I think I liked that a lot was I think that that fits Cookies and her voice more than overly jazzy it would
have. That's a good point.
Like, I think that this was just like perfect for like Cookies' voice. Like, I think that because she's a very sweet voiced girl, and I think that like over sexifying it would have been a bit like, I don't believe it, but I believe this.
Yeah.
This could have been Cookie singing this. So that's why I liked it.
That's a good point.
And that's all I had. So good job, Cookies.
Mm-hmm. All right. So up next is, pulling up my graphs in the wrong
spot. Dragon. I have it.
Fine. Gildragon. Gildragon.
These two are fighting.
See, you were getting
this
on me for not having a list, and now I'm going to get on you for not having a list.
Well, I'm right ready for the next one. Snap, snap,
things
snap.
Things you two argue about.
Yeah, because look who's after Gil. Surprise.
Oh. No comment.
And you'll find out who. You'll find out who.
Everyone probably already knows already based on that.
Yeah, by now. They probably got it from that joke.
All right, anyway, to Gil.